When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Work Insanity, where we talk about our work lives and give you some insights that hopefully help you in yours. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been running my own podcasting business and writing novels for 10 years.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been doing production and podcasts and more for over 10 years.
Today, we're going to talk about your commute, which, you know, if you work from home like we do, you don't have it, but maybe you need it.
It's such a counterintuitive notion.
I had to wait for Patrick to pick himself up off the floor. And
I
said,
I think people are realizing that there were some things that we thought were disadvantages in our old lives, which maybe had some benefits. And maybe we can like get the benefits out of those things without taking the disadvantages as well.
Yeah, I heard this on award-winning science podcast, We Have Concerns. They were talking about a study that found that people had some productivity effects of a commute of a certain length. Now, they talked about, like, I think it was 20 minutes or so was the optimal length. After that, you start to get angry. But that there were benefits to having a commute because you were away from everyone. You were away from work and you were away from home. And so it actually was a positive in that you got a chance to just be alone with your thoughts in the car. I'm sure people listen to podcasts, playing music, whatever, but that was time that you had away. Whereas if you're working from home, you don't get that. And that's one of the things people talk about, like, oh, my commute is gone. This is great. I just walked down the hall. But you also don't get that time alone with your thoughts. So they talked about, and we're not an award-winning science podcast, so we're not going to go into the science of it, but they talked about, like, is that something that you want to do on your own if you work from home, if you don't have a drive anymore, where you just, like, take some time in the morning and the evening, maybe, and, like I do, walk the dog. I was already doing this because I needed to walk the dog. So I'm getting some of that same experience, some of that same benefit. And maybe if you don't have a dog, you can walk your turtle or your goldfish. Or maybe you can come up with a reason, even if it's just taking a walk.
Yeah, I think it's really just a matter of deciding that you want to do it and finding an excuse to do it. For me, it's actually when I bring the kid to daycare. On my way back, it's a little bit of a time to, like, it's restful. And I'm sure that people who have children who can still bring them to school or daycare or something like that find that somewhat relaxing to an extent, not just because they are getting, you know, some time without the screaming child running around, but also because, yeah, it's some. And I think the problem that most people will have, that I also experience because I work from home, is just, yeah, going straight from waking up, having food, and, well, taking care of the kid, and then going straight to work. There is no transition period. Didn't Microsoft include in one of their productivity suits commute, like specifically a time, maybe they don't call it commute, but the equivalent of commute in their scheduling tools. I think there was something like that. But it is absolutely a
virtual commute is what they called it. Yeah. As part of their new well-being tools in Microsoft Teams and Outlook.
So it's really not about, you know, about the fact that you were in the train, although maybe that rhythmic thump was helping. But it's really about having some time where you're not preparing for your day and you're also not into your day, right? And I really feel like that can be anything. maybe you take that time to walk your dog, but maybe you just decide I am going to walk myself, or I'm just going to go and do some form of some kind of exercise before I start working, or I'm running out of ideas, but there has to be something. That's the funny thing about commuting. You have to do it, even though it's dumb and you would never choose to do it if you had the choice. You have to do it, and it does bring benefits.
Let's think about some virtual commute ideas, because I think you're right. It's not obvious. And if you don't have the obvious thing like a dog walk, you might not do it the way that would give you the productivity benefits, because you have to have the conditions of you're not around anyone else, right? Which I guess if you carpool commute, I'm like, does that change it because you're with other people, or is it you're all in the same boat, so it's still time that's separate from the rest of your team? But so I think that's the thing you need to virtualize is I'm not doing my work life and I'm not doing my home life. Don't forget that part. You can't have a virtual commute where you're taking care of the baby and doing the laundry. That's being at home. And what the study found, if I'm remembering it right, is you're away from both. You get a break from both for about 20 minutes. So, I mean, going for a walk seems like the most obvious one, but it could be, you know, stepping out into your back garden and letting people know, like, hey, I'm on my virtual commute. Don't come out here, which seems a little weird, I know, but you might have to communicate around that.
Who live in an apartment, what can they do? I know. If you have enough supply of hot water, just take an extra long shower. And I'm talking about enough supply of hot water. I live in a house that's remote with a very small water boiler, and we can't take a shower.
Well, yeah, and some people are like, yeah, but I don't want to waste water. I live in an arid area. But if you're not in that situation, that's a good one. Going to get a coffee at the cafe to go, right? Especially if it's a 10-minute walk, that's perfect. You walk over there, get your coffee, walk back.
Skincare.
Oh,
you know what? I think that is actually.
I like that one.
Yeah, if you're a man and you're not used to doing these things, it might be worth giving a try. Giving it a try.
Mask is perfect for that.
Yes.
Because then people are less likely to talk to you when you have a face mask on, because they're like, oh, okay. So you'll be left alone. It's about the right amount of time that you want to have it on. So that's a brilliant
one. I don't think you can do it every day, though. That's probably not.
Yeah, that's true. It might be a little overdoing it. Yeah. So you're gonna have to. That would be one you have to mix in the regimen. But. Yeah, I thought this was fascinating, though, the idea that...
It is tough. It is tough because you can't do anything. And when you can't do anything, you switch to meditation, which we might talk about in a future episode. But it's not about meditating, which has also huge benefits for many. But it's not about that. It's really being stuck in that situation where you have to be alone with yourself and your thoughts, and it's okay to think about them. Maybe you have to choose to sit in a chair without a phone for 20 minutes.
Strap yourself in. not in your workplace, though. It has to be a different chair. You just go sit in the car in the garage. Don't turn it on. Just sit there. Because that is the thing about the commute is it's something you don't have a choice in. If you want to get to work, you have to get on that train, drive that car, you know, whatever. And which means you're forced into that isolation for that period of time. So, yeah.
Maybe you have to do something that you don't have a choice in, that you don't enjoy, like reinstalling Windows every morning for some reason. Yeah. I'm sorry, I just got my new PC and I'm thinking about those.
You're like, what is something I didn't have a choice in that I had to sit through?
I did not want to do. Maybe we can ask people to send us suggestions about virtual commutes. Maybe you have a brilliant idea about something you would, you know, that would work for at least some people, and we're not thinking about. There has to be some, but I'm not sure which.
Especially if somebody out there has done this already, like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I have my virtual commute, and this is what I do. Send it our way. Well, that's it for Work Insanity. We hoped we help you bring a little sanity to your work life.
You can't So what's happening? You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at notpatrick.com, where you'll find everything I do.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com and find both of us at workinsanity.net. See you next time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.